From the Command Center, Episode 7.
It's time to power up. The world's most famous action force is back on the big screen. With a secret weapon.
I'm the Nuclear Ranger.
What are you talking about?
A giant problem. And a whole new way.
Wind Chaser ready to howl.
This is awesome.
To thrill.
All
right. Turbo action.
Good thing you don't need a licensed Dragzord.
Turbo power. Turbo sword.
Megazord warp sequence is online. Let's shift to the turbo.
That's my man.
Wow, cool.
Get ready for the ultimate power trip.
What a rush.
Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
Welcome to the collaboration between the Pop Culture Network and the Geekcast Radio Network. From the Command Center, the podcast, Episode 7. I'm Scotty Cash, and of course joining me is...
DFG1 Mike from the GCRN.
What's up, buddy?
Oh.
Exactly.
I'm so glad this is behind us.
This is, I bet we get like two listens. No one even cares about this. They're like, look, we know it's terrible. I'm not even going to listen to them talk about how terrible it is.
Today we will be shifting into Turbo as we talk about Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
Hmm.
Oh my god. So before we get into, I'm just going to say right now, I'm going to try my best not to curse, but there may be a few damns and hells and just the general stuff in here, but oh my God. So before we get into that, what have you been up to? How you been doing?
Pretty good, man. I guess not really too much. We're starting to clean out the basement a little bit here, and I'm starting to go through a bunch of my tubs of crap and tubs of toys, and I'm trying to put all the, you know, trying to like label all these tubs and trying to organize a little bit better, because my whole basement is just like packed full of tubs and tubs of toys and just crap. So, I've been on Craigslist the last few hours. That's why you keep seeing me online.
Yeah.
Googling stuff, eBaying stuff, just to see what goes for what anymore. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't really have any attachment to any of it anymore. So, I'm just like, man, I wish somebody would just come in here and just take this stuff.
Why don't you sell it to Killen?
Yeah, I might end up just doing that.
That'd probably be the easiest way.
I've got about 60... starting lineup figures that I'm just like, why would I ever buy this many figures of this?
Wow. I remember starting lineup. I used to love those things.
Yeah, and they used to be worth a lot of money, and now they're worth nothing.
Yep.
There was not to get off topic here, but there was a lot on eBay, the like 96 figures at like $26, and I was like, oh my God. So, I don't know. Might just give them gag gifts to everybody for Christmas. Hey, here you go. Here's the Ryan Sandberg. Ha, ha, ha.
Not even gag gifts. Give them to people that you absolutely hate.
Yeah, exactly.
As for me, we at Geekcast Radio Network are blasting off with... we are in... By the time November rolls around, we are already preparing for 2012. We have four... brand new podcasts that are coming out in 2012. One's about Knight Rider. One's about Masters of the Universe cartoons. One is a mask podcast. And I forget what the other one is. But yeah, next year is pretty much 80s year for GCRN.
I'm sure it's something to do with Transformers.
Actually, no, we're done with the Transformers coverage for now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Your body's going to melt down.
Do what?
I said your body's going to melt down.
Honestly, as much as I love the nostalgia of it, you know, as much as I love the new cartoon Transformers Prime, I pre-ordered a bunch of the Transformers Prime toys from Big Bad Toy Store, and I then watched some video reviews of each of the toys that I pre-ordered, and I'm like, yeah, I just don't care to own these, and I promptly canceled all the pre-orders.
Attaboy.
Well, I mean, it's not because I don't like Transformers, it's just that I don't feel the need to collect the toys anymore.
Oh no, I totally understand. I'm totally with you.
I mean, the only
I'm kind of at that point on the Masters Classics figures, and I still love them. I'm just like, man, and it's not even like it's killing my pocketbook. I'm just getting sick of spending $30 a pop. You know what I mean? For a toy that, for an action figure that I might not even want. You know, like I don't really want Flog, and I don't really want Flipshot or Icarus or whatever his name is. And I definitely don't want to spend $30 on it.
Yeah, a buddy of mine who sells off his 2011 subscription to me, I basically have bought almost every single figure from him between May and next month. I think the only ones I haven't gotten are Snoutspout and Icarus, because I just don't care.
Oh, you don't want Snoutspout?
Hell no.
Oh, see, I was always a fan of Snoutspout.
I think one of the reasons why I don't really care for him is because probably at the time in my childhood, I missed the episodes with him in it. Like, I don't remember. I know he's in the Filmation series, but I don't remember him at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. And honestly, next year's subscription, which I've bought already, next year's subscription, I'll be selling off the Star Sisters. I'll be selling off Slush Head. I'll be selling off. There was a couple other ones I didn't really care for that they've announced. You know, I mean, I still love the figures. I'll still be collecting the figures. I mean, obviously the big draw for next year is Shadow Weaver. But no, I mean, we're trying to not just be known for, oh, hey, those are the guys that do the Transformers podcasts.
Well, there's nothing to matter with that, though. I mean, that's what you guys are good at. That's what, I mean.
Well, right. But we also have other interests. I mean, that's not just our main interest. So it's kind of like,
you guys are like Tobey Maguire and Spider-Man. Like, you guys are going to go off and do Seabiscuit. No one's going to care. They're like, nope, we just want to see another Spider-Man.
No, not at all. That's not at all what it's like. Okay. Whatsoever. Because we've had a lot of positive response. I mean, we just launched Tooncast Beyond, which season one of Tooncast Beyond is all superhero cartoons. You know, we're getting ready to launch the Mask Show next beginning of next year, and then later next year we're going to launch the Masters podcast series. So, I mean, there's been a lot of positive reaction of people looking forward to it, so and it'll give us more of a fan base rather than just, you know, stick to a weekly video series that gets dry after 20 episodes.
I'm with you. I hear you.
It's like, why are we're pulling all this stuff out of our ad for like random unknown Lego toys? Why are we doing this video series? Let's bring JD back and close it out.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I had to figure a way to mix it in. All right, so Turbo, a Power Rangers movie, is the 1997 action film set in the Power Rangers universe, serving as a bridge between Power Rangers Zeo and Power Rangers Turbo. Yeah, somebody broke that bridge. the film was directed by sci-fi veteran David Winning, and it was produced by Saban Entertainment, and like the previous film, distributed by 20th Century Fox.
See, I didn't know. I didn't know it went to theaters.
Yep.
I wonder. I don't think we got it here. Maybe we did, and it was just so poop that no one even talked about it or anything.
I don't think I saw it in theaters either. I don't remember seeing it in theaters.
The first time I even knew it existed, my mom brought me the VHS.
Yep.
Because it had, like, the Disney clamshell. And I was like, oh, what's this Disney movie? And I pick it up, and I'm like, oh, no, what is this crap? So sure enough, I put it in. I probably watched 20 minutes of it, and I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Because like, they put that little kid in there, dude. How's that little kid going to be a Power Ranger?
Well, we'll get to that. So okay. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves here. Unlike MMPR, the movie, this actually takes place within the continuity of the series. And of course, you know, Malagor, due to budgetary reasons, was reused as Dark Spectre when we get to space.
I'm not sure exactly what that just meant, because I haven't seen any in space whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of excited. I don't know if it's going to be good or bad, but I don't know any of the characters. I don't know any of the plot lines.
Well, I don't want to get too far into space yet. When we do the episode about Turbo the series, at the end of that, I'll kind of talk to you about that.
Okay.
You kind of said your general memories of it, and I'm the same way. I kind of knew this went to theaters, but I never saw it in a theater. At least I don't remember. I mean, this movie is on par with Batman and Robin, and I remember seeing Batman and Robin in a theater.
Yeah, I'd pick Batman and Robin over this movie.
That's saying a lot.
Yes.
That is saying a whole lot, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so the characters in here, we still have, in the beginning, we have Tommy, Adam, Catherine, Tanya, and Justin is the new one. Basically what happened is...
Well, we still have Rocky at first.
Yeah, it did. Steve Cardenas got injured on the set, or he got injured doing a stunt. And they worked that into the show and into the movie where he hurt his leg in a karate...
Oh, so he actually really got hurt.
Yes, he did injure himself during a stunt. That's why they have a lot of, you know, just people in suits doing stunts rather than the actual actors.
Mm-hmm.
So he injured himself. They needed a new Blue Ranger. They wanted to kind of, you know, Power Rangers has always been something for kids for the most part. They wanted to latch on to the kid market, so what better way than to bring in a 12-year-old?
Oh, well, yeah, there's a lot of better ways, I'll tell you that.
Okay, well...
If you're a little kid watching a superhero show, you're not gonna be blown away by the kid next door being a superhero. No, I mean, that's just my opinion anyway, but I always liked, you know... I don't know. I guess I was older when Turbo showed up. You know,
yeah, we were 17 at that time, so I mean,
this is stupid.
Yeah, at the time that Turbo came out, I was 17. I really wasn't into it at all. But, you know, by that time, I was, you know, into girls hardcore and everything else, and I wasn't really watching it anymore. And I had caught it in like reruns after it had ended, and. You know, I mean, the big draw for this movie was, you know, the fan wankiness of throwing Kimberly and Jason in there to have them come back another time.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is that, you know, after that bullshit Dear Tommy, bull crap Dear Tommy letter that she sent him in Zeo, why is she going to show, other than to be a fan wank for the fans, why is she showing up in Turbo?
Yeah, well, no, it's the reason you said before.
Yeah.
It's only to show her in the preview so they can go, oh, wow, Kimberly's back.
Yep.
And, you know, that's about it. But real quick, before we get too far into this, when you just said you were hardcore into girls, that super reminded me. This chick I dated, probably, I guess, technically would be my high school sweetheart, because I dated her for maybe 2.5 years of high school.
Mm-hmm.
I would make her sit through whatever that Power Ranger episode was of that day, and she would just hate it. She would just be like, okay, she just couldn't wait till it was over, and she would just, I mean, as soon as their credits rolled, okay, can we go now? All right, let's go. So then we would go do whatever, you know, dinner, movie, whatever, but... I just, when you said that, I just remember sitting on the couch and just having such a great time and looking over at her and her just wishing she was dead. Because she was too mature for Power Rangers. So it's like, you just be quiet and watch this.
Yes. So the basic plot of this is that the evil alien pirate named Divatox hatches a plan to release her fiancé, Malagor, from the island Maranthus on Earth. To get to the island, she needs to kidnap a wizard named Larigo from the planet Liaria. I don't freaking know.
I don't remember.
Yeah. and he needs to use his magical key. Luckily for Larrigo, he evades capture and flees to Earth, where he seeks the Power Rangers' help. The Power Rangers are practicing for a martial arts tournament. Rocky makes a wrong move and ends up throwing out his back. While visiting him at the hospital, a young friend of the Rangers named Justin discovers the Rangers' identities. And of course, Zordon summons them to protect Larrigo. Armed with power boxes, Tommy and Kat rescue Larrigo from the African wilderness, but they end up losing him to Divatox later on. Divatox takes the wizard to Maranthus along with other captives, Bulk Skull, Jason, and Kimberly. And of course, Larrigo's wife and child.
Yeah, they take his little kid, dude. I was mad.
Before taking off after Divatox, the Rangers are given brand new phenomenal cosmic powers with no explanation why they can't use the Zeo powers, other than the fact that the Turbo powers are more powerful than any other Zord ever at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. And it reveals by, you know, they're joined by Justin, who is revealed to be the new Blue Turbo Ranger. They sail on the ship to get to the island, and blah, 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 blah. Stuff happens. They fight Malagor. They rescue everybody. And...
Well, Jason and Kimberly go bad.
Yeah, they're under mind control.
Yeah, because then he's hanging over that fire. And Tommy has Jason, right? Because, like, Jason's trying to throw Tommy in the fire, and he flips him over, and he's holding his hand, and he's like... I'm not going to let you go, brother. I love you. Or so I don't remember what he said. But I was just like, no, let him go. Let him go.
Oh, God. This movie is just... And, okay, you know, all right. Flashback to 1987. Does Larrigo remind you of anybody?
No.
Larrigo is the Power Rangers...
Gwildor.
Version of Gwildor.
Yeah. I like Gwildor and I like Larrigo.
I like Gwildor, but Larrigo really, I mean, it sounds like he's gargling salt.
Yes, he does. He is a wisdom tooth that's really killing him. But no, I didn't mind him whatsoever. I mean, the movie was so terrible, why not have a Larrigo, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just thought it was hysterical when they first pull up in their Zords, I mean their cars, and they're just blown away by how awesome these cars are. You know, these new cars that they got. Do they just realize that they just gave away like cosmic powered Zeo Zords and all that stuff, and they're like, well, but look, we got these cars. Something just ain't right here.
Power Rangers has taken the turn. The reversal turn of the Transformers franchise. In G1, you had cars that transformed into robots. In Beast Wars, you had animals that turned into robots. In Power Rangers, you have giant animals that turn into a giant robot. As you go along, you eventually get to cars that turn into a giant robot.
It's crazy. Like Poopy Voltron.
Oh, man. I don't know what else to say about this movie, honestly. Are there any characters in here that you absolutely liked? I mean, obviously we still have all the same characters from Zeo, except for, you know, Justin's the new kid, but
which is god awful. I absolutely cannot stand it. My both of my daughters, Mariah is 10 and a half now, and she watched Turbo a ton when she was little. And she doesn't remember it. And Julia watched it, I promise you, 50 times, you know, and she doesn't remember it. So the other day, meaning like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, I was watching it, and they couldn't figure out why the little kid grew up to be so big. And they're like, Mariah was like, I don't like how the big guy has the little kid voice. Because like when he's fighting, he's going, yeah, you know, and she's just like, I don't like that. I'm like, nobody does, honey. Nobody does. But yeah, they sure did like it when they were little. I think they liked Larrigo in the family more than anything.
Yeah. Oh God, let's get into some trivia, because honestly, the plot to this movie is so stupid. You got Diva Talks in the beginning calling Rita, asking her advice for the Power Rangers, and her advice is...
Wasn't she sleeping?
Run!
Wasn't she sleeping or something?
Yeah,
she was sleeping next to Zed.
Yeah, it was her and Zed in bed, and like, I wish I was there with you, because you don't have to sleep next to this, and she puts the phone up to Zed, and he's like snoring like a hulking giant.
Yeah.
The plot of this is so stupid. Diva Talks is, for all intents and purposes, even though I'm sure she comes from a different planet, she is human. And she wants to marry a giant lava monster?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So bad. All right, so some trivia here. An original script had the Rangers encounter a new ally, Mandika the Mermaid. She was described in the script as a girl with alabaster skin, blue and black hair that trails over her bare chest, a silver tail, and she would have spoken with a strange voice. She would have already known Zordon and Alpha and was sent to help them find the Ghost Galleon ship, as well as help out through the story. All of the scenes were apparently shot, but cut out of the final film. So, half-naked mermaid versus midget Gwildor wannabe. I'd take a half-naked mermaid.
I'd say so. Wait, does Larigort get his wand? He was pretty powerful with the wand, bro. Or the cosmic key, I should say.
Yeah.
It was. I did like that. Jason and Kimberly were in the movie, because I do remember watching it, you know, later on, like, oh, you know, thank God it's giving me hope that maybe these two are going to come back and be Power Rangers again. And I'm sure that's another reason that they put them in there, is to give people, you know, false hope.
Yeah, that's all they were, was it was a fan wank, and it was a, you know, pretty bad fan wank. I mean, they show up, they get captured, and then they get rescued. That's it. I mean, why didn't they shape the story to maybe have Jason go to Triforia and get the gold powers back from Trey for the movie, or something cool, instead of just, you know, having them as damsels in distress.
And bad guys.
Yeah, and the bad guys. The original running time for the movie was 3 hours, but half of the movie was cut because the crew thought it was too long. To this day, all of the deleted footage has yet to be released and seen. I'm wondering what kind of deleted footage they have, because deleted footage might almost make for a better movie.
Oh, it couldn't hurt it.
No.
They could add the A-team for no good reason whatsoever, and even throw in Jim and the holograms, and it would still, you know, not even have a story around it. It'd still be better.
Oh, wow, this is interesting. Yeah, you're right. I knew that Steve Cardenas and Johnny Young Bosch both did additional uncredited stunt work, but they also, doing their own stunts, they also doubled as Piranatrons in certain parts of the film. And the Piranatrons, oh my God, what the hell? Okay, as much as I complain about the putties and the Z-putties, I'd rather have the Z-putties over the dumbass Piranatrons any day.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Were you seeing this trivia? Did you send it to me too?
Yeah. But it just... I can't find a single thing to say good about this film at all.
Yeah, usually I'm not with you, and usually you know because you like you say, you do the podcast, you know, to nitpick everything and to tell your feelings on it. And usually I try to look at the good and everything, but Turbo the movie and Turbo the series, I'm with you. Which is terrible, dude. We'll get into the series in a little bit, but the movie's just not, especially after Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie. Like, how could they do this? You know, I mean, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie was awesome.
Again, yeah, they didn't really try to do this again theatrically, but on some of the DVD releases of later series, they've tried to market like the first episode or the first two episodes. Like, say, what's the episode? From Out of Nowhere, or I think it's Out of Nowhere that starts off in space. The Out of Nowhere two-parter, that, you know, they'll take that and they would try to market that as a movie. And it's basically just two episodes put together.
Yeah, that's goofy.
It's so freaking goofy. Yeah, I just don't know where to begin on this one because it's just...
Well... All
right. You know, I do like some of the music stuff. I like the Turbo theme. I more so like it in the series rather than here in the movie.
Yes.
But some of the music is still very good. Ron Wasserman was still doing a lot of the music.
He really is good.
Oh, he's very good.
He's amazing. I like to see some of the other stuff he did. And I think he would only be good on stuff like this, you know what I mean? Because, you know, like this is kind of hokey music, but it goes good with, you know, the hokey Power Rangers. So, I mean, if you try to do like this with like a serious thing, it would just be like, no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I mean, the thing is, okay, from Zeo to here, you still have no development of Tommy and Kat having a relationship.
This is correct.
None whatsoever. I mean, I think they've been on like one date, and they kind of show you here and there that they're holding hands or that they're always together and stuff like that. I don't think... I would have to go back and watch it, and I probably won't because it's too painful. I don't think they ever kissed at all on
screen. No, I don't think they did. I think they caught flack for Tommy and Kimberly kissing and stuff like that. That's why they done away with it.
Yeah, well, that's stupid. I mean, that's just stupid. So it is on DVD. I think we're going to wait till we get to the series for you to talk about the toys. It was on, I believe you can buy/rent it on iTunes if you so desire. I strongly recommend that you don't. No one should ever see this movie.
Is it on Netflix?
It's not on Netflix Instant. The movie was, and then they took it off. I guess Netflix lost the license for it, but the entire series is on Netflix.
Yeah, that's where I watched it, was on my phone on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we're going to take a quick break. You're going to hear some ads, and then we'll come back to close the show.
You can now hear the Geekcast Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear Geekcast Radio, you'll have a chance to win money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. During registration, hit the promo code box and enter Geekcast Radio, all one word, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episodes of the shows will be waiting for you and your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code Geekcast Radio when you register.
Are you a fan of Mattel's Masters of the Universe toy line? How about Princess of Power, New Adventures of He-Man, or 2000X Masters of the Universe? Hey guys, I'm Pixel Dan, and my new show, Power and Honor, the World of Masters of the Universe Toys, takes a look at all of the above-mentioned lines. In every episode, I'll take a look at a different action figure, vehicle, or playset from the world of He-Man. It's a great place where you can reminisce about your favorite toys from the past or even learn some things that you may not have already known. A new episode airs bi-weekly on He-Man.org and PopCultureNetwork.com. Swing by and check it out. Good journey.
Do you like retro shows? Did you grow up in either the 80s or the 90s? Then tune into Telecast, GeekCastRadio.com's newest podcast. Join us here on the Telecast as we revisit some of your favorite shows, such as Clarissa Explains It All, Salute Your Shorts, Saved by the Bell, and much, much more, only on GeekCastRadio.com.
This is Karen Ashley, and you're listening to From the Command Center.
So, Scotty, this is probably going to be the shortest episode in our history at this point, because that discussion we just had was 27 minutes and 51 seconds long.
And then add to the fans, you're welcome.
The plot of this movie is so asinine, it's beyond belief. And that will continue in the series.
Oh, no, it gets worse.
Yeah, it gets much worse. So thank you for joining us here on From the Command Center. There are several ways to get in contact with us to leave feedback for the show. Visit the network websites, geekcastradio.com and popculturenetwork.com. You can join the forums over at Pop Culture Network as well. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. I will have to check that for the next episode. Follow us on Twitter. Mine is TFG and Mike. You guys have Pop Culture Net, right?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, you don't deal with Twitter.
Nope.
become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. And you can also search out popculturenetwork.com over there on Facebook. You can check out the award-winning From the Command Center video series, which has now gone monthly on PCN's YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/popculturenetwork. Call the voicemail line. Tell us what show you're leaving the message for and your name. For GCRN, call 502-526-5821. Since I am the producer of this show, that's probably the best way to get feedback in for From the Command Center of the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to call the PCN number, that is 217-953-4025. We hope you enjoyed our negativeness on this episode of From the Command Center, and wish you'll join us next time when we will be continuing the Power Rangers talk with Power Rangers Turbo, the series. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Scotty Cash.
Thank you for listening. Until next time, and sadly, the power has not protected us so well.
Hey, Skull, what's that sound?
I think it's those gray guys behind you.
What gray guys? Hey, Skull.
Yeah, Bulgy.
They're coming toward us. We need the Power Rangers.
Let the power protect you.